USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House is expected to cut their recess short to take up the infrastructure package passed Tuesday by the Senate. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer said the House would return in about 2 weeks on August 23rd to take up the bill and a larger budget resolution containing another $3-plus trillion worth of spending. The House was originally scheduled to return from recess on September 20th. The Senate has already begun debate on that budget resolution, with a marathon series of votes expected before it could pass. In remarks after the infrastructure bill's passage, President Biden said that bill would be an historic investment into the country and prove that bipartisanship was still possible.
Folks, above all, this historic investment infrastructure is what I believe you, the American people, want, what you've been asking for a long, long time. This bill shows that we can work together. I know a lot of people, some sitting in the audience here, didn't think this could happen.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals, bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
President Biden called on Afghans to fight for their country as Taliban fighters continue an offensive across Afghanistan. Speaking to reporters on Tuesday, Biden said that he does not regret his decision to bring U.S. troops home from the country, a move that is on track to be completed by the end of the month. Taliban forces have captured six provincial capitals in recent days despite being outnumbered by Afghan security forces. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby echoed the president's statement, telling Fox News that the battle will ultimately come down to leadership in Afghanistan to make the difference.
No outcome is inevitable here in Afghanistan, Neil. There are plenty of opportunities ahead for both the government in Kabul and the Afghan forces to turn back this tide and to defend their country. I think when we look back at this in coming months or even years, we're going to look back and we're going to see that leadership was the real difference here. Political leadership in Kabul and military and operational leadership on the ground in Afghanistan. That's what's going to make the difference.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo will resign from office on August 24th. John Clemens has more.
The third-term Democrat is resigning after 11 women came forward saying the governor sexually harassed them. And in one instance, Andrew Cuomo tried to retaliate against her. Andrew Cuomo was also accused of underreporting the number of people who died in nursing homes from COVID-19. Andrew Cuomo denies the allegations, calling them politically motivated.
I'm a New Yorker, born and bred. I am a fighter. And my instinct is to fight through this controversy because I truly believe it is politically motivated.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Once Cuomo officially steps down, Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul will be sworn in, becoming the state's first female governor. And a tropical storm is expected to form tonight in the northeastern Caribbean Sea near Puerto Rico. Tropical storm conditions are forecast for portions of the U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico tonight, with the storm moving towards the Dominican Republic by Wednesday and into northern Haiti and the Bahamas by late Wednesday. The storm could threaten the Florida Keys by Friday and move towards southern Florida by Saturday. Once it officially forms, it will be known as Tropical Storm Fred. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.